Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie lives in Ehrenberg and works as a vocation coach. The title of her preaching today is God's Unexpected Messengers.
A reading according to the Gospel of Luke. And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow at Sarepta in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. Sometimes God works in unexpected ways. He chooses people to become his messengers we would never expect. Or have you ever heard of Blessed Sister Eutymia Öfing? I would be very surprised if you would know her, because first, she's a German sister, and second, she was a sister who spent the most time of her life in the laundry facilities of a hospital and her mother house. But during the Second World War, Sister Eutymia worked as a nurse in various hospitals and was hailed as an angel of love due to her affectionate care of the patients under her care. During her viewing, before her funeral, a fellow sister went to her remains asking for her intercession in healing a hand she had burned in an iron accident, of which she was later healed. Eventually, Sister Eutymia was beatified in 2001. She was a person of whom one would never have thought at first sight that God had chosen her to be blessed. And so we heard in today's Gospel, God sent Elijah to a widow at Sarepta in Sidon and cleansed Naaman the Syrian. Hence we can believe that today too, God does not hesitate to act through people who are unobtrusive or from whom we would never expect it. Therefore, I understand this Gospel as an invitation not to underestimate my neighbor. He and she is a creature of God, as Sister Eutymia was, and one never knows. Maybe the sister next to me at the table can teach me God's love, even though she is not a doctor of theology. I am asked to be open to her and to everybody around me, and not to judge a person because of her education, his position, or because of her financial possibilities. In the past, we had to learn very painfully in many places that especially people with great reputation and respect did not behave like saints or blessed people. We had to learn that people whom we trusted and whom we thought embodied the message of Jesus with their life and work had abused the trust of so many people. This is a bitter realization, but it can motivate us not to be blinded by appearances and prestige, but to look with the heart. Therefore, I want to use this season of Lent to look at my heart and to open it to all the people who surround me. Everybody of them could be a messenger of God. Everybody could be his prophet. I want to prepare myself to make sure that I don't miss someone who can tell me more about God's love, who lives that love. Maybe it is a sister in my convent. Maybe it is the stranger on the train. And maybe it is the one I never liked at first sight. I want to be open because God loves surprises, and I don't want to miss his prophet.